Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 4th of October. Okay, couple of announcements first. Right, Ultimate, I've sent you an email, I've done everything, I've made a video, watch that video because there is cover a potential bet in France tonight. But also, please, all members of FTS, whether you're a beginner or an Ultimate or a racing member, check out the different members area layout. When you log into the website, there's now at the top of the website where it says members area, there is a little drop down which will take you just to your section. It means it just separates you out from the rest, rather than having to scroll through pages of, you know, if you're on Ultimate and you want to get to beginner, having to scroll through it. Have a go of both. Let us know using the feedback chat on the website or comments on the website or an email or Twitter what you think, which one's best, and we'll use whichever one is more favourable going forward. I quite like this idea of separating them out. So yeah, have a look at that and let us know. Everything is up to date, and obviously we'll be over the weekend and trading people. I will be involved probably from about 6:15 tonight. Interesting few emails, going through emails again, but sort of you get two banks of punter, don't you? The people who I talked yesterday about get rich quick. I had an email from a guy yesterday, basically, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but doesn't want to do anything himself, just get a macro, click it, give me a bet, oh, why is it not winning? You know, I keep saying everything I do is about tools, and hopefully that video on today would say would show you guys, certainly in Ultimate and with the press on sheets and things, how I go about it, and have a look. So hopefully you learn. But you know, FTS is never about being a tipping service. If I was just going to give the selections off the macros, I don't need to produce anything. I'll just click the macros myself and post a load of selections and tell you to bet on them. And what will happen is you'll have a losing week and piss off. And then it's not about that. I've been through a load of my stuff this week just looking at it. And just long term, it is superb. I'm not just saying, if you just keep going and stop worrying about what's happening in any one week, it's just phenomenal, really. It is absolutely phenomenal. But that's for another day. Spurs are losing to Brighton this week. I didn't even look at the numbers on that game. I'll have a look at that tomorrow. I depressed myself. It's on the TV, isn't it? I think if they lose that one, that will be him off in the international break. It's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Because he's on so much money. £8 million a year for winning NAFL, that to sack him with the big contract would be a cost levy about £40 million. So we may be stuck with him. He can't leave because he ain't going to walk away from £8 million unless, I suppose, he gets a Real Madrid or somewhere we're going to pay it up. And Levy, I can't see him paying up to bin somebody, bin the coaching staff and get somebody else in. But I'm under no doubt that he will turn nothing round, and we will decline further. Anyway, I'm off on that again. Get off it. Right, I've got a few things that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you something I very rarely give you. I'm going to give you four horses today, and my little bit of advice is also stick them in a little small accumulator, whether a little Yankee or a little Lucky 15, just a small one, a couple of shortish ones, a couple of decent ones, but I've had good word for all these. So just do what you want with them, but I wouldn't put anybody today off having a small accumulator. If you do and it doesn't come off, I don't want to hear about it. If you do and you win a load, of course I'll have a little bonus donation. Right, 5:45 at Dundalk, Marmalata, a short price favourite, but fancy to break the maiden tag today. 7:00 at Southall, Blowing Dixie, again favourite. So those two are the favourites. 7:15 at Dundalk, Miss Jabim, which is 6.4. Miss Jabim, that's in the 7:15 at Dundalk. And 3:50 at Gowran, Emily Moon. Market's not really settled on that one, but that's round about 5-1, 6-1. Emily Moon. Obviously going each way in a accumulate, you've got two short prices in there, two reasonable prices, but backing them individually, Win on Marmalata, win on Blowing Dixie, win and place on Miss Jarbeam, win and place on Emily Moon, and perhaps just a tiny little small accumulator. I can't separate them. I should have some more racing info tomorrow as well, as it starts to pick up Ascot tomorrow. I may even be going there. That'll get me out of watching Spurs. I'm just waiting for some info. Right, what else have I got? It's football. Yes, I haven't done that, but let's have a look at that. I'll obviously do the NFL on Sunday as well. We'll have a few bets there. I've already done a little bit of work there. Right, football, we have got over 2.5. The over 2.5, and I will, my over 2.5 model, we've got an international break Monday. Then I'm off to Japan. I'll revisit that sort of in the latter stages of this month when football resumes and give you an update on that and sort of be looking to utilise that full steam ahead from November. Tonight there's one in the Belgian Premier League kicking off at 7:30, Charleroi versus Anderlecht. So you may want to back over 2.5 goals through the first 15 minutes of that game and remove your liability on a goal. I then have a first half goal, which is in the Dutch Jupiler League. Obviously a league, you know, people love it for goals, but if this one is 0-0 on 20 minutes, Den Bosch versus FC Os, you may want to wait 25, because Dutch Jupiler, it will be a low price. So if it's 0-0, 25 minutes, start drip laying under 0.5. First half goals in Dutch Jupiler, Den Bosch versus FC Os. As I always say, these are at your own discretion. If you log into the pod, do one day, call me a twat because they don't win and move on, you're very unlikely to achieve anything other than calling me a twat. And that's about the sum of your success. Well done. Yes, well done to Celtic. Beat FC Clunge last night. The Gooners brushed away Liège in the old Mickey Mouse. It's all set for a Gooner Spurs final and they'll give us a slap. What else have I got? I did have something else today and I can't flipping remember it. What was it? I don't know. Who knows? Right, no, that's it then. That's all I've got. Everything is up to date. I've given you the bets. I've put it in Ultimate. I've put it on the trading. Betfair promotions. If you go into the Betfair promotions tab, you can now gain 2% commission. If you go to the promotions tab, they're offering different levels of sort of being a Betfair customer. I would advise everybody to take the basic, forget all your bonuses and nonsense like that, and take the 2p commission if you're an exchange user. Long term, that will be much more benefit to you. Can make a huge difference, 2p commission. So if you've not got that, then it's on the Betfair promotions tab. I don't know what the eligibility is to people. It may be that it's not offered to you, but most people I think can get that offer if you click promotions and go through the process. They'll soon tell you if you're not eligible, but have a go at that and get yourself 2p commission. Hopefully this is a sign of an upsurge in the exchange. They're going to start actually paying it some attention. Paddy Power, Flutter, Betfair, whatever they want to call themselves. See, they're trying to buy somebody else now, aren't they? Right, have a cracking Friday, end of the week for some of you. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back tomorrow with a right feast of football. But have a great Friday.